It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Paul had these words for us in his second letter to the Christians at Corinth. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Ah, freedom. Millions are in search of it. They want what our Constitution guarantees them. Freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of the press. And they're taking these rights of theirs, these freedoms, for they are tired of being enslaved by the society around them. Have we ever thought about this word freedom? Have we ever thought it through? Do we know what we mean by it? How does one give an explanation of freedom? Just what does it mean to be free? Our world is full of people now who have, they think, found the definition of the word. Tired of all the old restraints and restrictions, they're exercising their freedom. They fill the stands full of pornography and smut because they have the freedom of the press, a right guaranteed them by the Constitution. They're on the warpath to get any mention of a higher power out of our official society because the freedom of religion guarantees them this right. And a list could go on and on. People who are exercising their rights to get away from the old restraints and restrictions to gain freedom. Nearly 2,000 years ago, a lowly Nazarene told a story about people like these modern-day searchers for freedom. This Nazarene said there was a young man who came to his father, demanded his share of the estate while he was young enough to enjoy it. The father gave in to his wish, for the boy had the right to the money. Soon the young man had packed his bags and headed for another country. He was tired of all the old restraints and restrictions of his society. He was tired of people telling him that he couldn't do what he had the right to do. What he wanted was freedom. And as he walked down that dusty road away from the father, he felt this freedom in his soul. He was free at last, free to do as he pleased. There was no longer anyone to cram any religious doctrine down his throat. Finally, he found what he had searched for all of his life, freedom. But the carpenter didn't end the story there, you remember. He said that before long the young man's money was gone, and with it went his freedom. He had to go to work to give up his freedom in order to survive. The best job he could get was feeding the pigs. Finally, amid all the filth, the young man came to his senses. He got up and went home to seek his father's permission to work as one of the hired hands on the family farm. He was willing to take the lowest place in his old slavery rather than the highest position in his new freedom. Well, what is freedom? Never make the mistake of thinking that freedom is a matter of rights. It isn't. It is a matter of right. And no man can become free until he has become a slave to something higher and greater than himself. Freedom? Somehow I have an idea that those who are crying out the loudest for the freedom to do as they please will one day come to themselves. For the more they get of what they want, the less they will want of what they get. Make us captives, Lord, and then we shall be free.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.